This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Slacker and Steve.
I need everyone's nature expertise in the room because I
all right. this group.
Steve, you can bounce.
To me, roughing it is staying in a hotel without a TV remote control. I mean, that's just a
what are you doing, man?
So I took my wife, or I should say my wife took me and my son out to, there's like an area of Cherry Creek. It's not the reservoir, but it's just part of the creek where you can go and kind of splash around.
Okay.
You're looking at me weird. Is that not?
I don't know, man. I don't know if you should be talking about this because you have embraced Colorado, but now this proves how little you've embraced Colorado.
Yeah.
You're trying to prove that you're not an Iowan anymore. You're a.
Right. I'm a mountain man.
But you're not, like, you can't even describe where you were. Were you in Cherry Creek State Park? Were you by the reservoir?
No. No, it's just like a part of the literal creek that you can go. You can drive up and kind of walk into it and splash around.
Are you talking about the Cherry Creek that goes like under Spear? Like, do you even know? Can you give us Cross Street? Do you know what I'm talking about, Aaron?
Yeah.
Where, like, because Cherry Creek, like, you can, like, you know, there's Cherry Creek Mall, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Were you by that?
No, way far away from that. Okay. No, we're way off of like Parker Road. Like over on that.
Wait, mountain
you're
man is
absolutely
a...
killing me right now. But you
is it maybe
know
it was
were...
a cherry? It was some sort of creek. I just assume they're all cherry in nature. I don't know.
Some creek. I don't
were
know.
Were you near Regis, kind of?
Kind of, yeah.
And you pulled off of Parker Road, and there's a big place to park, and there's hiking trails. Sort of.
Kind of, yeah. More like bike walking trails, I would say.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Is this like a ditch with a culvert?
Yes. I think
it was the hose
was
in our backyard, I think, that made the creek.
Because it's a huge... Were there a lot of cars waiting to park there?
No. No, not at all. I don't want to give too much. It's kind of our secret spot now. Now I'm realizing that maybe it's private property.
It's
a sewage treatment plant.
I'm just trying to like get my head around where he was at.
Me
so
too.
I can like,
yeah.
Okay, sorry.
Yeah,
to keep
so we went there and there you can walk and there you get to the area of the creek and you can kind of splash around and it's like standing maybe a foot. Maybe 2 feet.
Standing water that just...
Yeah, so
it's like a Giardia trap. Like, you get there and the water is infected. Standing water will kill your dog.
It will. Don't drink standing water.
Did you know that?
It'll kill your what?
It'll kill your dog. Like, if you take your
dog,
won't necessarily kill it.
It could have harmful bacteria.
For sure. Like, we used to do, like, a hike. Like, just, like... Basically what you're describing, like there's in Signal Creek in Thornton, like you can walk your dog and then there's some areas where the water just doesn't evaporate. Is sort of what you're describing.
Yeah.
And like Mojo would jump in it and then like we realized he'd lap some of it up and then he would have diarrhea for like 3 days.
Yeah.
And then it's like Giardia or something is what you call it.
Well, good. Just my son drank it. We didn't bring our dog. So in the clear.
Good.
So we're splashing around. He's having a great time. There are a couple other people there and this is my first time there. My wife has taken him a couple times, but so I'm new to nature. I'll say it that way. A large group of kids comes with two adults. So they are supervised and they start really playing in the creek, like pretty aggressively. And they're like picking up big boulders and moving it. And they're trying to build basically a dam. They're
cool.
trying to, and I guess, I don't know if they're trying to learn, like, oh, if we block the water, see how it gets faster over here, or if we, but then they're picking up seaweed, like, they're doing everything to clog this flow of water that people are just having a nice time, and it feels like you're not supposed to do that, or am I wrong, or they were just being...
I understand what you mean, because like if you go and move a twig at Hanging Lake, you will be ruined. You cannot touch anything there.
I have reservations, and I'm not going to say when, but I finally got reservations.
Good.
I got to reserve?
You
Hanging
do.
Lake,
yeah.
You cannot go to now.
Because
a-holes go up there and do their social media influencer pictures and like, ooh, this twig, as Aaron is describing, is in the way, or you walk out on the... You
on
can't walk
log.
Out on the log anymore,
yeah,
right?
No. No,
good!
No.
You should have ever been able to walk out on that thing.
I don't think you were. People
it's
just
beautiful,
were
but
it.
Like people went out there and jacked up one of the most beautiful things in Colorado.
The log.
Dude, if the, you have not, you don't know what Hanging Lake looks like. It looks like Cancun water. I can't describe it.
It has its own ecosystem in there. It's like very balanced.
Yes.
Do I have to bring my own log?
No, the log is there. Just go and take a couple pretty shots. It's one of the, dude, it's one of the easiest hikes you can do in Colorado. It's only like 2.5 miles or something.
Did you say easy hike?
Dude, it's easy. It's like a walk. You could pull it off. You'd probably set up base camp every 30 feet, but you'd eventually get there. Okay.
But anyways, I think it's okay in this little creek puddle
building
thing.
Building a coffer dam?
Yeah, because they're just, and they're taking seaweed from all over.
They're doing
and
it right.
Rocks from all over. And then they
I just want you to know, first off, you don't even know where you're at. Because it's a body of water.
I guess seaweed probably isn't
seaweed
the right
is
word.
Not
there, right?
A word that gets to
it was creek weed.
That is copyrighted by a couple drug dealers.
Creek weed. But I don't know. It just felt like they were taking rocks where they weren't and moving stuff around. And I'm just too paranoid, basically, because I don't want to move anything because I don't know where it's supposed to go. But then they were done,
and they left it.
They didn't leave it. They just go, okay, now clear it out, and they just kind of push the rocks. So rocks they pulled from way over there are now way over here. Like, they didn't really put it back. And are you supposed to put it back, or are you supposed to go out and just enjoy nature and just
do what you want?
Do what you want, and it's rocks. Who cares? Or is it supposed to be left alone and protected? Because I was feeling very uncomfortable. And we were like, even my wife, we were giving them eyes, you know. Other people were too. They were kind of like, hey, you're doing too much.
There's no placards out there that said don't move the rocks.
No, there aren't any. So am I just out of line?
I don't know. Let's ask our nature expert, Steve.
Well, you know, guys, there's this thing called reclamation. And if there's reclamation, you are not allowed to move to
the rocks. There's not a placard, I don't think. Like, you know when you're being a J-hole. Like those dudes who went out. Remember that rock thing? Was that in Utah or where was that?
Yeah,
oh, they broke the face.
There was like this rock sculpture that had been there forever. There's like a couple places in nature where, like, I don't know if God did it or man did, but whatever. But there's like a small rock with a bigger rock on top of a bigger rock. And there's, you'd look at it and like, there's no way that's balancing, but it is. And it has been balancing
for years and years.
And these jackholes go out and go like, it had to like really work at it. Like 3 or 4 fat kids had to like work at it and push it over. You know, you're doing something bad. If you're in a residential zone, I don't even know where you were at,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah, it would kind of, yeah.
I think these are probably rocks from Pioneer Supply. I don't know that they were really moving. I don't know that you were in nature, necessarily.
Okay, yeah. You could still see street signs and stuff in the distance.
But
they altered the ecosystem. Like Aaron said, they altered. Yes, if there's the rare fish.
There's no fish. If Leo's getting in the water, fish are not going in that water.
That's their whole habitat's been rearranged now. They're lost. They don't know where they're at.
You know
at.
I was kidding when I called you nature expert, right?
I prefer nature born.
So you didn't complain and you just let it go?
No, because we were getting ready to leave. We were going to walk. We had to walk right by him to leave, and we were going to say something like, hey, that's...
Ooh,
yeah, but then they kind of...
Built up to it.
Yeah, they kind of packed up and... And left before we got to
would
it.
Would you or Angie would have said something?
Oh, my wife. For sure.
Slacker and Steve. Weekday afternoons on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.